Welcome to the Ronnie Speak Podcast. Hi, my name is Ronnie, and I gotta speak. Why do I have to speak? Well, it's a long story. The short version is that my therapist told me to. That she happens to also be my wife is besides the point. She's a professional therapist and has heard my story, well, several of my stories, many times. She has been my one subscriber for more than 40 years and thinks it's about damn time I find a few more subscribers. She believes the stuff I've been through and have been talking about can change the world, and I'm just trying to follow my therapist's advice. So here goes. I really have recently just seen myself as someone who has been broken. Someone who didn't understand my behavior. Self-reflection is such a huge part of our human health. Reflecting and understanding how we behave. I love how songs are able to share a message, but in a way that is fun, creative, introspective. And I love finding a song that applies to what I'm saying. So this song will go quite well with what I'm about to say. It's a Michael Jackson song, and it's called Man in the Mirror. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And the whole song is about this idea of looking at yourself, looking at how you are, working on changing your behavior. And it's really something that comes with much difficulty. It's not easy for us to do this. We're constantly looking outward. Our eyes are pointing outward. We don't have eyes that turn around. But when you run into a mirror, you can get a glimpse. You can get an idea. I mean, we don't stop to really look. I mean, my wife does. I know she'll look to make sure there's no hair growing out of the wrong places, that she, you know, she don't have makeup smeared, that there's not something wrong. That she going out in public, there's not a booger hanging out her nose. I, on the other hand, I'm not quite as conscientious, and she look at me sometimes like, did you look in the mirror? I'm like, no, didn't look in the mirror. But I know she's right, because who wants to be out there in the world looking like somebody who didn't look? Looking like somebody who just got up and went out and didn't brush their hair, didn't fix up themselves, didn't, you know, check to see if there are boogers hanging out your nose. Come on, Ron. Check. And now I got, at my age, to check to see if I got hair growing out of my ears. This is where you get to. If you live long enough, your hair is not going to grow on top of your head anymore. It's going to start growing out your ears. That's just coming to everybody, I think. I'm not sure why. What is the biology behind it? But I just know when I look in the mirror, I see hair growing out of the wrong places. So it's important to look in the mirror, especially when it comes to emotional things, when it comes to how you treat people, when it comes to how you think, how you're behaving. It's very hard to look in that mirror, because that mirror is, where is that mirror? Where is the mirror that shows me that I was being very agitated towards my wife when she was doing something kind, when she was trying to please me, when she was trying to make me happy and doing something on my behalf, and I gave her a face that rejected her behavior, that criticized her, that made her feel bad and small, that made her feel I didn't appreciate her essence and her reasoning, her purpose, her heart. I don't have that mirror. Where is that mirror? Where is the mirror to see how you are living, how you are looking at people? Where is the mirror that shows us the inside? That mirror for me is what I'm doing right now, walk talks. That mirror is when I start expressing about the world around me. When I start talking about how my wife is so beautiful, so lovely, so thoughtful, so kind, so intelligent, so giving, so much fun. When I start saying these things, I see myself. I see how I have not reciprocated. I've not appreciated. I've not expressed how I really feel and how I should feel and how I will feel if I was to look in the mirror of my heart. It's hard to find a way to really see how you're acting, how you're living, what you're thinking. Your face is not always obvious to yourself. It is clear to the people around you. It is clear to the people who are close to you. They can see you. You can't see yourself. How do we look in the mirror? We have to find ways. You have to try to figure out, what am I doing? How do I look? How am I coming across? What am I expressing to this woman who is trying so very hard to please me? And I am looking at her with a face of rejection. I need to see that guy. If I'm going to change his ways, I have to see what to change. I have to find a way to look really deep, really long and deep of what is going on the inside. I have to find a way for this man to look